This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 31st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. It says there, "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death." End of quote. Jesus Christ talked about repentance many times. The first preaching words came out of Jesus, the Son of God, in his public ministry was to repent. He said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God has come near." End of quote. The words of John the Baptist, who prepared the way for Jesus Christ and introduced him into this world, also said the same thing, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." End of quote. The current generation of our days says, "Do not judge me. I am not that bad. You are okay, I am okay, and all is well." However, the fact of the matter is, all is not okay. The Bible, the Word of God, says there is no other way to enter into the kingdom of God other than the way of repentance by coming to God. Repentance is the precondition for salvation and eternal life, for entering into the kingdom of God. Repentance means a change of mind that results in a change of our actions and behaviors because we genuinely repented about our sins and wrongdoings. Repentance has to be genuine. If genuine repentance did not happen, it would not do any good at all. Our today's insight says, what produces genuine repentance? There is genuine and false repentance. It is essential to understand the difference. Bible gives the difference. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. Let me tell you the difference. I'm sure you already came across many people who are in profound grief and remorseful in life because of the consequences of their sins. You see, when people face loss, disappointments, health problems due to their sins and wrongdoings, they feel deeply sorry, remorseful, and hurt over the results. They would say, "Why did I do what I did? I should not have done it. Now here I am going through the consequences." They are really sad and sorrowful about the results or the experiences their actions caused. This is worldly sorrow. It leads only to death. However, in contrast, godly sorrow first looks upward and admit their sins to God. It says, "Lord, I sinned against you, and I'm so sorry that I hurt you." Joseph, when he was tempted by Potiphar's wife day after day to lie with her, he said this to her. He said, "How could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" David, when he committed adultery and murder, and when Nathan, God's prophet, confronted him, he said this to the Lord, "Against you only I sinned." End of quote. You see, all our sins are ultimately against God. Bible places two characters side by side to explain this truth, King Saul and King David. King Saul disobeyed and rebelled against God's commandment, but not even one time he admitted to God that he sinned against him. Eventually, he lost all hope and killed himself. In contrast, King David said to the Lord, he said, "Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight." End of quote. You see, his first response was to God. He said, "My sin was against you only, Lord. I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight." Secondly, David said this, and it is recorded in Psalm 51. He said, "Cleanse me, Lord, that I will be clean. Wash me, Lord, I will be whiter than snow." He said, "Lord, hide your face my sins and blot out my iniquity." He also said, "Do not cast me from your presence, Lord, or take your Holy Spirit from me." God forgave David, restored and blessed him again, because he sought God's forgiveness. Another classic example of worldly sorrow that leads to death is Judas, who betrayed Jesus Christ. Bible describes this incident in Matthew chapter 27, when Judas, who had betrayed Jesus, saw that he was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders. And he said, "I have sinned." He said, "For I have betrayed innocent blood." The chief priests and the elders said, "What is that to us? It was your responsibility." So Judas threw the money into the temple and left from there. Then he went away and hanged himself. You see, Judas was remorseful He was sad, knew he betrayed the innocent blood. However, he never looked up to God and sought the forgiveness of God. He talked to chief priests and elders. Speaking to elders and chief priests and human religious gurus would not get our consciousness free from the burden of guilt. God will in the person and work of his son Jesus Christ. You see, Judas' sorrow was based on his guilt, but it was just a worldly sorrow. He did not look upward to God for forgiveness. His repentance was not genuine in that aspect. It was an example of false repentance. Remember, godly sorrow always look upward to God and seek God's forgiveness. Let me tell how it then works. The Holy Spirit of God who works in your hearts leads you to the feet of the cross of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, where he shed his divine and sinless blood for the remission of your sins. There is no other person or place can or would do this for you. Judas just talked to chief priests and elders. He never sought God for forgiveness. David sought upward for God's forgiveness. However, Judas threw the 30 pieces of silver to the temple, went away and hanged himself. Beloved, you see the difference between godly sorrow that leads to salvation and worldly sorrow that brings death? Which route are you going to take? The way of worldly sorrow that brings death? Or are you going to enter the narrow gate of godly sorrow that brings repentance, that leads to salvation and no regret? God is calling you to come to the feet of the cross of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world, who already paid for all of your sins by his sinless blood once and for all. There is power in godly repentance when you come to Jesus Christ and seek him. And there are danger and hopelessness in worldly and false repentance. God wants to give you a bright future and hope if you come to his son Jesus Christ now. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, Lord, I genuinely repent over my sins. I admit that against you only I have sinned. I sincerely and genuinely come to you for your help. I know Jesus Christ died and rose again for my sins. Lord, please wash me by the power of his blood so that I would be clean again and I would become whiter than snow. Thank you for the forgiveness you granted me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.